WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Wild winter weather is hitting much of the country. In California, it was tornadoes in and near San Francisco. Bonnie Barrow is south of there in Scotts Valley, where one twister hit while she was working.
I came back to do another delivery, and I'm like, whoa! Cars were flipped up in the Safeway parking lot.
Donald Trump has won a $15 million defamation lawsuit settlement from ABC News. A University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sapito says it's no secret that Trump doesn't like the mainstream media.
I do think it's more than coincidence that so many media moguls seem to be settling their disputes with the president-elect before he takes office.
Trump was one of thousands at yesterday's Army-Navy game.
President-elect Trump's our commander-in-chief. He needs to be here. Good for him.
And congratulations to Colorado's Travis Hunter. He's the winner of this year's College Football Heisman Trophy. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Innocence Project is ending the year with some key victories, including helping with the release of two men who each spent decades in prison. But their cases illustrate systemic issues. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
David Bintz spent 25 years in prison, and Manuel Cucutta spent 27 years in prison. Both were sentenced to life despite glaring holes in their cases. The Wisconsin Innocence Project believed both are innocent. Project co-director Christopher Lau says it speaks to a greater systemic issue that colors most of their cases and reinforces what it was designed to do.
So part of this is just historical, you know, the way our policing and incarceration system evolved was from basically their vestiges of slavery. And, you know, we try to keep down historically underrepresented people.
He says while not everyone may adopt those views, there is a lot of pressure to close cases and keep people incarcerated. The U.S. incarcerates more people for longer than any other developed country in the world. Compared with Wisconsin's total population, Black and Native people are overrepresented in the incarcerated population, with Black people incarcerated at a rate 11 times higher than white people. Lau says in order to even begin to think about reform, the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin need to re-examine priorities and funding, as well as rethink the point of doling out such long sentences when it doesn't keep communities safer.
Good arguments that it makes us less safe, but we still keep doing it because it's, I think, one, easy politically, and it's because it's where we put all of our money.
He says regardless of guilt or innocence, there are simply too many people who are incarcerated. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before. You know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6 ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Widespread fog and cloud cover across the area today. As a result, high temperatures only in the mid and upper 30s, a light south to southeast wind. We'll continue to have patchy fog and clouds around in the overnight, lows near freezing, and on Monday, a chance of light snow. Currently 35 degrees.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll continue a conversation with author Laura Bird, full of recommendations for books that also make great holiday gifts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
My Christmas tree, depends on you. Without your love, it won't come true. I'm dreaming of under the mistletoe, in the afterglow, a cottage small upon a hill, the snowflakes fall. The air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong to us. Not a soul will be there as we sit by the fireplace. We need no one to share my Christmas dream. Is meant for three. The Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream, my Christmas dream.
Mel Torme with Ray Anthony and the orchestra. Back we are. The music of the stars. Perry Como.
Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. I get a heart full of butterflies looking into your dreaming eyes. Dream on,
dream on,
little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream about a love so true. Dream about how I love you. Dream on, little dreamer. So bad. Each night I realize when you close your dreaming eyes, dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on. So fine, sweet as apple berry wine. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Little dreamer, dream on.
Perry Como, he did a bunch of stuff on Dreaming. He had a hit with that, and it was from a movie called The Odessa File. One of his last recordings. Thought I'd play it for you.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Who steals from so love, who needs from so gay.
this need. The whole world needs a Christmas tree. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Tchaikovsky, George Bruns did those lyrics for Sleeping Beauty, for Walt Disney, the Pied Pipers.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream. The day is through.
The Pied Pipers with Tommy Dorsey. These are the Gold Diggers' great Christmas album.
Well, Tommy, here we are. It's the night before Christmas.
I know it is. You know, and I know all around the country, there are people out there are waiting, eagerly waiting for Santa Claus, you know, as they gaily place Christmas packages under the trees and singing all the traditional Christmas songs.
That's
and
right.
Drinking the traditional Christmas drinks, you know,
that's
Tom
right.
and Dickie's.
That's right.
Probably and having a big time.
No, Tommy,
it.
Tom and Jerry's. You made a mistake. It's Tom
no,
and Jerry's.
It's Tom and Dickie's.
Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's.
I'm just trying to give you a plug.
I don't need a plug. I don't care if it's Tom and Jerry's. You know what I want from you?
What?
I want you to tell this traditional poem you said you were going to say. You know, this is Christmas Eve, and you're going to tell everybody a traditional poem.
Okay.
Christmas poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and friends, I would like to recite a poem by heart and by memory, the traditional Christmas poem at this time, and I quote it. Here it goes.
Okay, go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When up on the rooftop I heard such a clatter, I sprang to the window and threw up.
Go ahead, finish it.
What do you mean?
Finish it.
That's all I remember. I guess I had too many Tom and Dickies.
The man I'm talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. In a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction. Every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis. Listening to the bells, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
I ain't ever been around here.
What are you up to, buddy?
What's it to you? Now,
what's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What difference does it make?
Why don't you go about your own business?
Mr. What's it to ya? What kind of ridiculous name is that?
It's my ridiculous name! What's it to ya?
That's enough of that ballyhoo.
Stars, may the farce be with you. Boy, this morning really went quickly for this kid anyway. A reminder, did I say this earlier? Yes, I did. Be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 till 1 a.m. John Rutter, what a brilliant musician, and his Cambridge Singers, Music of the Stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. minutes left, and that's the end of today's Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, Pacific Media Radio Network. Now 13 months on the Civic Media Network. Check local stations, and we'll be on, if you haven't got a local station, worldwide at civicmedia.us. I saw a movie, years ago, and I thought there's nothing on TV, I'll just watch this thing. And I was wrong, it was really good. The name of the movie, dumb title, great movie, Senior Trip. And Liz Calloway does a song. Mickey Rooney's in it. This is from Senior Trip. Joe Harnell wrote The Eye of the Beholder. The Music of the Stars.
The Eye of the Beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest, someone else will see the trees. The eye of the beholder fashions pictures as it must. Someone's eye will see the whirlwind, someone else will see the dust. The eye of the beholder will perceive what it's allowed. Someone's eye will see the people, someone else will see the crowd. The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty or the pain. Someone's eye will see the raindrops, someone else the hurricane. Sunshine, while another sees the heat. When I sees the city's canyons, while another sees the stream. The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Liz Calloway.
Shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest, someone else will see the trees.
The scene is always different, just depending who you are. Someone's eye will see the darkness, someone else will see the storm.
When I see the summer sunshine, sees the city's canyon,
while another sees the stream.
When I sees a field of flowers,
while another sees the wind.
When I sees the crying baby,
when I sees humanity.
The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections.
Which of them is really me?
which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
The stars. Thank you for being here, everybody. New Year's Eve will be on with the music of the stars from 7 till 1 a.m. Happy New Year.
You're my magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors. To me have no words. You're my magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love. Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always an obsession. You are everything and more to me, as my kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is in my possession, for you are my magnificent obsession.
session.
Next Sunday, we get serious. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network for the Music of the Stars, 7 o'clock in the morning central, all the way till 1 o'clock. No, make that New Year's Eve 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
You are everything and more to me, as my kisses have told.
This is Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars. Sunday then, 7 a.m. Central till high noon, the Music of the Stars for Christmas, and on New Year's Eve, 7 till 1, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may.
Everybody, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King. Hundreds of drone sightings over the past couple of weeks have New Jersey residents and officials spooked. And although national security officials have said there's nothing suggesting anything nefarious there, Homeland Security head Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week he's on it.
I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, technology to assist the New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings.
More from CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
What is that?
Thousands of reported drone sightings.
I saw about 10 drones in total, literally around the apartment complex.
Igniting a nationwide mystery.
We need more answers. We deserve more answers.
Sheriff Sean Golden is one in a growing group of local leaders now calling for a limited state of emergency to address an alarming increase in sightings.
We're going to see increasingly crowded.